In this bulletin, Donald Trump appeals to Americans to back his border barrier. Suspicious packages discovered at a number of foreign consulates in Melbourne. And new figures show a boost in tourism figures. With the latest SBS News, I'm Evan Young. United States President Donald Trump says a wall is needed to address what he's calling a humanitarian and security crisis at the US-Mexico border. In his first primetime address from the Oval Office, Mr. Trump said a partial government shutdown would remain in place until Congress approves funding for his long-promised barrier. Mr. Trump says the US can no longer accommodate immigrants who enter the country illegally, saying it puts a strain on public resources and drives down jobs and wages.
We are out of space to hold them, and we have no way to promptly return them back home to their country. America proudly welcomes millions of lawful immigrants who enrich our society and contribute to our nation. But all Americans are hurt by uncontrolled illegal migration.
The Speaker of the House of Representatives, Democrat Nancy Pelosi, rejected Mr. Trump's claim a wall is needed and is urging Mr. Trump to reopen the government.
We all agree we need to secure our borders while honoring our values. We can build the infrastructure and roads at our ports of entry. We can install new technology to scan cars and trucks. We can fund more innovation to detect unauthorized crossings. The women and children at the border are not a security threat. They are a humanitarian challenge.
A major police operation is underway in Melbourne after suspicious packages were discovered at a number of foreign consulates. The parcels have been reported at consulates on St Kilda Road and in the CBD, with more than 10 hazardous material alerts issued. Authorities are yet to make an official statement. It comes just 2 days after a suspicious white powder was found at the Argentinian consulate in Sydney. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton is urging states and territories to sign up to a national child sex offender registry. Consultations on the proposal are now underway, and Mr. Dutton says the move will help keep children safe. But the idea is already facing backlash. President of the Blue Knot Foundation, Kathy Kesselman, has criticised the plan.
This needs to go through a very careful process of research, looking at all the overseas evidence, looking at all studies, consulting with experts, and really looking at an overall picture of child sexual abuse.
A community fundraiser is aiming to secure the release from prison of Indigenous women incarcerated for not paying fines. More than 2,500 people from around the world have donated more than $140,000 over the course of 3 days. Three women have had their outstanding warrants cleared, and the group behind the fundraising, called Sisters Inside, believes more than 100 more people could now be helped. Sisters Inside spokeswoman Debbie Kilroy has told NITV the priority will be Indigenous mothers.
The increasing numbers of Aboriginal women, Aboriginal mothers that are incarcerated across this country is shameful, and they are the fasting group within the women's prison population. So that is why that I have targeted Aboriginal mothers, because I think it's a disgrace, a national disgrace of how we treat our First Nations mothers.
New figures show there's been a jump in international tourists visiting Australia over the past year. The latest data from Tourism Australia shows 8.4 million international holidaymakers visited the country last year to September, with Tasmania recording the strongest growth on the previous year. Federal Tourism Minister Simon Birmingham has welcomed the figures.
What is most satisfying about these statistics is to see the boom in regional Australia as visitors coming to Australia are choosing to get out of the cities, head to the coast, head to the bush, experience all the natural wonders that Australia has to offer. And this is, of course, something that no other country can offer in the same way that Australia can.
Looking at tomorrow's weather around the country, in Perth, mostly sunny and 27, Adelaide also sunny but 30, Melbourne partly cloudy 23 degrees, Hobart cloudy and 20, Canberra a shower or two 26, and Wollongong similar conditions but 21 degrees, Sydney much the same 25, Newcastle a shower or two 24, Brisbane a possible shower 31, Cairns showers with a possible storm 33 degrees, and Darwin a possible shower or storm 34 degrees. I'm Evan Young. This is SBS News.